Hey there, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. And felt led just to say there's someone out there listening, perhaps, who is just wondering why they're on earth, and they don't know their purpose, and maybe that's you. And you feel like, what's the point of me being here? And I just want to say to you, your point is that God has created you uniquely, powerfully, and beautifully in your context to reach only the people in your context and to be a blessing to those people and that circle of relationships you're in. Your life matters, your life counts. And it is important that you keep walking and keep obeying, even though you feel like it's futile. Just keep going. All right, I'm reading from Job chapter 34, and I'm going to finish it today in verses 21 through 37 in the World English Bible. This is what it says. For his eyes are on the ways of a man. He sees all his goings. There is no darkness nor thick gloom where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves. For he doesn't need to consider a man further that he should go before God in judgment. He breaks mighty men in pieces in ways past finding out and sets others in their place. Therefore, he takes knowledge of their works. He overturns them in the night so that they are destroyed. He strikes them as wicked men in the open sight of others because they turned away from following him and wouldn't pay attention to any of his ways. So they caused the cry of the poor to come to him. He heard the cry of the afflicted. When he gives quietness, who then can condemn? When he hides his face, who then can see him? He is over a nation or a man alike, that the godless man may not reign, that there be no one to ensnare the people. For has any said to God, I am guilty, but I will not offend any more? Teach me that which I don't see. If I have done iniquity, I will do it no more. Shall his recompense be as you desire, that you refuse it? For you must choose, and not I. Therefore speak what you know. Men of understanding will tell me, yes, every wise man who hears me. Job speaks without knowledge. His words are without wisdom. I wish that Job were tried to the end because of his answering like wicked men, for he adds rebellion to his sin. He claps his hands among us and multiplies his words against God. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you again for the Word of God. Thank you for showing everything. And your word is not always prescriptive. Sometimes it's just descriptive. It's just recounting what happened. And in this case, we're recounting what Job has said. We're recounting what's been going on in the world. It doesn't mean that you're approving of it, Lord. Certainly you do not approve of when rich or wicked and rich people take advantage of poor people. Obviously, that's not prescribing that. That's describing it. And so I pray that we would take heart from the lessons in this particular passage, that we should be generous people who give constantly and who love our neighbors and as ourselves, right? So Lord, I know that the simplicity of knowing you is just those two things: to love you with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, and all of our strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Sometimes we make things so complicated. I know I do. So Lord, would you simplify our relationship with you today and our relationship with mankind? Would you help us to realize that when we love you, we will also love those you created, and we will also stand in the gap for those who are being harmed or hurt. Lord Jesus, I think about some of the genocides that have happened in the 20th and 21st century, and how grievous it is. And Lord, how few times someone stood in the gap or someone said something, or if they did, they were harmed. But Lord, we want to have that kind of heart. We want to have that heart of someone who works on behalf of those who are broken. Your word says that we will, in Acts 1:8, we will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, and we will be your witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and even to the ends of the earth. That word witness means is the word martyr. You will give us the power through the power of the Holy Spirit to be martyred for you. And you also tell us, don't worry in that day what you're going to say, because the Holy Spirit will give you what you need to say. So Lord, today we rely on that Holy Spirit that lives within us so gloriously and powerfully within. And we cast our cares upon you because you care for us. And we ask that you would give us strength to love the world the way you did, in a self-sacrificing way. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to Patreon. It's patreon.com/prayeveryday. At $10, I'll paint you a picture. These are things that are for sale on my Etsy shop. You can check that out at marydemuth.com/art. And so that's free. And then at the $25 level, there is a secret podcast that I share with you the things that God has been teaching me that month, and nobody else gets it. It's not released anywhere else but to my patrons. And at 100, I add you to a special prayer loop. So thanks so much for supporting Pray Every Day. And I just pray that today is a day that you understand your belovedness.